The shot clock reads 8. LeBron down the right alley, ran into traffic. Banks and scores. He got fouled by Looney. And LeBron James has a chance for the three-point play.
Busca 1-1. LeBron busca la penetración. Choca contra Looney. La pone 2 y con falta. El rey como un tanque entra. La pone 2.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on the LKNL Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
And we welcome you to a finals edition of Cavs HQ. Great to have you with us on this Sunday morning as we get set for game number 2. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito. And for the first couple of segments, we are joined by Fox Sports Ohio's Allie Clifton. Allison, good to see you.
I'm in the first couple segments.
Worth the opening of the show.
Oh, hello.
Wait till you hear the star-studded cast, too. Kyle Korver will be joining us.
Hello.
Yep. Play-by-play voice of the Golden State Warriors, Tim Roy, will be along. My counterpart on the English side, he will give us a perspective.
I'm supposed to be excited about that?
No.
I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding.
He's a nice guy.
It's good perspective.
You're not.
Kidding.
We're wishing luck for next year.
You don't have to be around for
that
segment.
That was a joke, guys.
You can stay for segments 1 and 2.
You can
like
stay.
You will be long gone by the time Tim comes around. Game 1 is in the books, and just when you thought that things could not get more bizarre this season, just when we thought we had seen it all, we have not.
I felt for game 1, before we give the mic to Alice Ochika, she was closer than we were on the. I felt like it was our whole season in 53 minutes.
53 seconds.
In 53, whatever, in the game.
53 minutes of the game.
Yeah,
I thought you
meant
the last.
The good, the bad.
How about the last minute of regulation?
Oh, forget about it. I had no word to explain, and I think I'll plead the fifth when it comes to commentating on that because.
On the officiating, I want to talk to you about the officiating because I thought there are two different sides of how they think, I mean, how officiating should work replay-wise in the NBA.
And you know, you and I have always talked,
and
we have very different thoughts, so we'll talk about that. Go ahead, Ali.
Ali, as you saw this thing wind down, I don't know, thoughts as things were going haywire at the end of game 1?
When it comes to moments like that, down the stretch, if you speak number 1 to what happened last swish, you understand as an athlete how much it takes and how mentally focused and locked in you have to be, especially in that kind of moment. However, you also understand how it can happen, you know, and every person that has talked, you know, we've talked to so many people since then as well and gotten their takes and their feel of how it went down and what they felt happened and what didn't happen. And, you know, the fact of the matter is it happened. And I think more so now, the focus now is about what he does next. Mm-hmm. And just listening to him on the podium yesterday talk about recovering from this. He said the first thing he thought of, or one of the first things he thought of in the locker room, was that he was glad it didn't happen to anyone else. On his team, because he doesn't know if many guys can come back from it like he feels he's built to do.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, a good sign coming into game 2 here tonight. That was something. I mean, something, you know, we can go the rest of our careers without maybe seeing again. The reverse call was something that Tyronn Lue said in this big of a stage has never happened, and something I know still irks Cavs fans. Again, to break it down, for those of you a little bit newer to the NBA, the trigger for a review is if an official is unclear whether it's a charge or whether it's a block. All right, this is within the last 2 minutes. Nothing, no reviews can take place outside of the last 2 minutes of this nature. If an official is unsure whether it's a block or a charge, he cannot simply say, you know what, I'm going to go look at video and review it. He must be wondering if the player was inside or outside the restricted area, which can trigger then a review. And during that review then, he is allowed to change his call if he decides that it was a charge instead of a block or vice versa from the original call made. What the Cavs are unhappy about, the Cavs beef, and again, for those of you who might be a little confused about exactly how this plays out, the Cavs beef is that LeBron was so far outside of the restricted area.
He was closer to the free throw line.
He was so far outside of the restricted area, and all three officials had a clear view of that. Under no circumstances should that ever have been triggered to even determine.
Which makes you wonder where their minds were.
Whether it should be a charge, right, or a block. And this is why the Cavs took umbrage. This is why you heard the comments from Tyronn Lue afterwards, and this is why it all played out in that manner.
And my issue with that is, again, and I'll never forget a play against the Toronto Raptors when we won the championship, when Kyrie Irving was dribbling the ball, lost the handle, and they weren't sure whether Kyrie or DeMar DeRozan touched the ball last.
Right, Kyle Lowry. That's another trigger late
so
in the game. Right?
They went and checked it out, and in the video, in the replay, it is clear and very vulgarly clear that Kyrie Irving lost the handle because Kyle Lowry pulled his arm back and made him lose the dribble. But they didn't correct that.
Okay, here's the
they
thing.
Just corrected it, and I understand. But my other thing, my other problem is, the league, the NBA is the absolute worst when it comes to replay amongst all the leagues that have some kind of replay involved. Because to me, especially when the game ends tied at 107, you can't tell me that a critical call with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter is not as important as 2 minutes to go in the game. That would be like baseball only reviewing plays in the ninth inning.
All right, well, you want to reviews all game?
That's not. You got to change the rules of review the way the league does. They give the coaches 2-3 choices, and then the league takes over. The referees take over in the last 2 minutes of the game. But you cannot tell me that the other 44 minutes are not important in this game.
I mean, that's been floated before. Go ahead, Al.
I know I'm not here for the segment that you're going to conduct with the Warriors.
Yeah.
Radio play-by-play, you said?
Right.
It might be an interesting topic, though, of conversation, because I was made aware that the only reason why Golden State fought to have that reviewed or created such a ruckus was because it happened to Kevin Durant
yes.
in the regular season. So they had a similar situation.
It's only a 3-year-old rule, by the way.
Exactly. Here, so it might be just an interesting
here's
thing.
Here's the thing. Okay, there's two ways of thought. One is you can only overturn what you went in there to review. Okay, and that used to be the old way. If you're reviewing for, you know, whether his foot was on the 3-point line, right, you cannot review if he happened to step out of bounds before he got that pass. Right, that's one school of thought. You can only review what you went in there to look at originally. The other school of thought, which is what has been espoused by Jeff Van Gundy time and time again, we've heard this on broadcast, is if you go to a review and you see something that's so obvious,
get it right.
You should be able to correct that. Right? I thought that's what your stance
my
was.
My point,
Ralph.
They don't do it with everything.
No, they don't
point.
Do it with everything.
That's
right.
My
they,
point. They have, so you're not getting it right.
Right. They have tweaked it into certain rules, like this one. This one is one where if you go and look at the restricted area, but you see something else, a block or a charge that you called incorrectly, you can overturn that. And that therein lies the question. Should you only be able to review what you went in there to review? Or if there's something obvious that took place, should you be able to you know, let that dictate what happens on
the floor? I'll give you another point so we can just go on and think about how we're going to win game two. I think you cross a very, very, very dangerous line when you start reviewing judgment calls. It's one thing to go see who touched it last, whether or not he was stepping on the line. But when you are talking about a referee making a decision of whether LeBron had planted his feet already or whether he was moving, and then you're only going to review it in the last 2 minutes of the game, I think you're taking not only the human portion of the game, but also you're crossing a boundary that is very dangerous, because why not go review travel calls?
Yes. Allie, you played at a high level. Toughest call in the game, charge block?
Absolutely.
I think so.
I agree.
And all of them seem to look different in slow-mo.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Oh,
I mean, everybody who seems to be completely set in regular speed, if you slow it down,
the best explanation.
Leaning, he's maybe leaning a little bit.
The best explanation.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
The best explanation I heard was the gentleman on ABC.
Steve Javy.
He said that it was
a
charge because LeBron had already planted his foot, and the other foot that he was moving becomes mute because his left foot was already planted. So it was the correct call to begin with. But then, you know, in the replay, you also see Tony Brothers kind of like going to call a block, and then Maurer waited for him, and then he decided that you make the call, and that was it.
A lot of nuances to it. And when it all came out in the wash, Cavaliers were not happy about the call. But then again, you know, they had some chances to win it down the stretch. Did that cost you the game? Maybe, maybe not. Golden State, you know, would have gotten the ball back. Who knows how it would have played out. Didn't go in the Cavs' favor in game one. Go ahead, Al.
I'll take you inside the huddle. I know you asked me if I wanted to do this or not. However, just how much did that really affect the team in the moment?
Great. Well, we'll have that right when we come back here on Cavs HQ.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants some more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Since 1909, Nichols Bakery has been providing fresh, delicious, quality baked goods to Ohio families. From breads, buns, to sweet goods, Nichols Bakery has just what you need to get ready for the game or any meal. Stop by your nearest Discount Drug Mart and pick up fresh Nichols breads, buns, and other Nichols Bakery products today. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. You'll find everything.
John, your last chance to see him live on tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits and a spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena Box Office, online at theqarena.com, or charge by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
Zero-turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $100 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering $100 off select RZT residential zero-turn mowers. From the steering wheel control RZT SX zero-turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the lap bar control RZTL, you'll be able to tackle any task. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
We welcome you back on Cavs HQ. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez, Breed Till, and Fox Sports Ohio's Allie Clifton. As we touched on before the break, Allie, we were discussing the bizarre last minute of game number one. I love talking to you in these spots because you have the best seats in the house. You're better seats than us. No question about it. You're back there behind the huddle. Inside the huddle, last minute, just take us through what it was like down there and what transpired in a minute of regular game time that took, about 10 minutes to actually play out.
That's exactly what it felt like. I gave a couple of reports on the broadcast with you guys about how composed this team was from the start of the game until, obviously, the end of the game or that last minute. The composure was inspiring. It was motivating. It was encouraging.
Throughout the game and that last minute. I got you.
And then here we are in the last minute, and you have from the overturned call to the missed free throw to how the game ended.
Right.
And it was shook. The huddle was shook. It was utter disbelief. It was shock. It was what just happened. Mm-hmm. And in those moments, you had a guy like Jeff Green who said, it's over. He screams, it's over. It's over. We've got 5 minutes. It's over. But it was such a feeling of that short-term memory that you really have to have, mm-hmm. but usually comes over hours of periods of time before you have to get ready to play the next day.
Right.
Right? That was so small in that moment that it's no wonder the game ended the way it did.
That run
based
they
off
had.
Of
more
yeah.
so from the call or more so from the bizarre last 4 seconds?
It was more so from the call.
Uh-huh.
It was more so from the call. I really felt
that triggered everything.
It triggered everything.
Possession of the ball, and then we ended up tied with.
And I think even to this point now, guys, after listening to him at the podium yesterday, I think they're ready, so ready to put it behind them. George Hill made a comment about, I think the media and everyone talking about it is making it more of a big deal than the players are because
good.
That short-term memory
yeah.
has
yeah.
to come into play, right?
Right?
So they're inspired and they're ready to go for game two. But I think it's more so they're still, not still, but I don't even know if they know how to process the last 5 seconds. It's more so the magnitude of what put them in that position to begin with.
Yeah. Right. We were, you know, talking about it off the air. I mean, it's even as a fan, man, that stings. You know, your team drops
a game.
You think about it the rest of the series. Even though if you're watching a football game or something and your team doesn't score on the opening drive, they get, you know, first and goal and get stuck four times. The whole game, you're thinking, man, there are going to be seven more points on the board, let alone losing a game in a finals.
Or especially when you have teams that you cannot give them any breaks.
Right, right. It was one thing if you're a heavy favorite. It's another thing if you're, you know, a heavy underdog, as the Cavaliers are coming into this year.
I think I knew it was hard to recover after that those last 56 seconds and then just 2 minute break between the regulation and the overtime. I thought that was really hard because even I wasn't recovered. I was so low. I didn't know, especially it's just so difficult when it's the first time it happens. And you mentioned it's the trigger of everything is that reverse call. But at the same time, thank God for the 2 days in between, because I have faith that obviously LeBron and leading the guys to just turn everything into a positive and just be mad, be angry, be, you know, because we played our best game of the probably year and still come up short.
I thought this was really interesting. So I don't know how much you guys were watching SportsCenter or just anything over the last couple of days, but the call up from Michael Wilbon from 1984. Did you guys see this by chance?
Mm-mm.
Game one was the anniversary of 1984 when game two inside the TD Garden, Boston Lakers, Magic Johnson did what?
Without
he obviously dribbled out the shot clock. They went on to lose the game.
The baby hook. Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Yes.
Someone, early, I thought this was great, right?
Yeah.
If there's someone with the intellect and the perseverance, the understanding to be able to rally a team together, not to mention, I think Ty has done a fabulous job over the last 24, 48 hours of making sure the confidence with these guys is still there. Mm. They're not broken. You know, they understand. They got the blueprint.
Right.
Let's go.
Right.
But if there's a guy in motion, a player, that can make sure this team is ready and puts that behind them.
And we have
you got him on your team.
Yeah. And Rava, you know, it's interesting. You said Cavs played one of their best games of the year. I'm not so sure all
26.5% from the three.
Yeah, I'm not so sure all the players would agree with that. We have Kyle Korver coming up in the next segment. We will talk to him about that. Certainly Cavs great effort in game number one. Game number two is tonight as the Cavaliers look to even the series before we come home to Northeast Ohio. Thanks, Al.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be back with more Cavs HQ right after this.
If you're a Clevelander like me, Jimmy Hanlon, then you know how many great eateries there are. But I bet you don't know who has the best fried chicken sandwich in the land, the Rustic Grill. The crispy, juicy chicken coated in buttermilk delivers just a hint of spice, cooled and contrasted perfectly by the house-made coleslaw and pickles topping it off. Finish it with bacon and cheddar, all housed between a buttery toasted bun, and you will have every foodie's ultimate sandwich. Swing by the Rustic Grill at Stonewater on Wood Club Drive in Highland Heights. Who knows? I might just see you there.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Sealy, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Grand Legacy, Tempur-Pedic. There's still time to save on all mattress brands at Levin's. Save up to $1,000 on Sealy Posturepedic Hybrid, Serta iComfort, and Luxury Stearns & Foster. Plus up to a $200 gift card. A free power base with any Grand Legacy Restore purchase. Save up to $700 on the new Tempur-Pedic adjustable set and get a free 50-inch TV. Sealy Firm Sets just $288. The Memorial Day mattress sale continues at Levin's.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants some more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, we welcome you back to Cavs HQ. John Michael alongside the Spanish voice of the Cavaliers, Rafa Hernandez Brito, and our featured guest. It is none other than Kyle Korver. Kyle, good to see you.
Thank you.
How
Thanks
you feeling?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, ready to go as we get set for game two here this evening. Kyle, this is your 12th trip to the postseason. Five different teams, second different finals. Does this time feel any different than last year or than any of the other ones in terms of coming in and playing this team for you the second time, for the Cavs the fourth time against these Warriors?
Does it feel different? It does feel a little different. I think for me, last year just happened to be your first time, and mm-hmm. there's just, you know, it's not necessarily the game. It's everything else that comes around the finals that's just like, wow, I got to do this, and you mm-hmm. got to do that, and I really just want to think about the game, but you got to do all those other things.
Like this.
You guys.
I'm reading between the lines.
Yeah, you know, just so you know, our ratings are going up.
No.
Like exponentially.
You guys are okay. I'll deal with you. But, you know, that's why I think just having done all that before, kind of knowing what to expect, it just helps you just kind of settle into the routine a little faster.
That being said, we have a few guys in our roster this year that is the first time they're here. Yep. What was your best advice for the guys that are here for the first time when we walked in here on, when was it, Thursday, media day, and the whole different story from what even from what the previous series was?
Yeah. I mean, you try to tell them what to expect. You don't want them to be blindsided by something. But you kind of have to go through it.
Right.
You just kind of got to go through it. But I think, just not being blindsided. I always tell guys, is, you know, the games are just fun. Like, win or lose, like, they're just really fun to play. And so just go out there and play your hardest. And, I mean, if you make the shot, you don't make the shot, you know, don't put too much pressure on that. But just go out there and play as hard as you possibly can. And then, but tell them about all of these other things that you got to do so they're not blindsided and they're not, you know, thinking about that too much.
There's no question this team did some really good things in game number one. As you have now reviewed the film, what are your takeaways from game one? What did you like? And what can this team do heading into game two to take advantage?
Yeah, there's a lot of really good things to draw from. I think if you take away the last, except for the last minute of regulation, it was a really good game.
Yeah.
And we did some things defensively that we hadn't really worked on a ton this year. And they went okay. Mm-hmm. And I think we can get a lot better at them still. A lot of the switching, a lot of how we were guarding their split actions, you know, that was kind of on the fly. And I wasn't sure how it was going to go, to be honest with you. But I thought that it went well. I thought offensively we had good spacing. We can obviously be a little better. But they're a really good team. They're a really good team. And so to come into game one, I woke up after this game one feeling a lot differently than I did last year, waking up after game one.
How so?
I just felt really encouraged. Mm-hmm. Like, I think last year after game one, I was just kind of like, man, that was a tough game. And this year, waking up the next morning, I was like, I feel okay. I actually feel encouraged. And, you know, there's a lot of things that happened that we can correct. And maybe even be a little bit better in game two.
What's the rebounding battle obviously went our favor. Mm-hmm. I don't want to bring it up here, but out of the nine players that were on the court for the Cavs, eight of them got an offensive rebound. So
who was the only one?
I'll leave it up to you to guess who was the only one. But were you surprised at the difference? Was that something that was in the game plan to begin with, just to attack the board since they have, you know, that center by committee?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't have thought that we'd get that many because transition defense is a big part of how you have to guard this team.
Right.
And we did give up, I think they had 20-something points in transition. Mm-hmm. But those offensive rebounds really felt like they lifted us in a lot of ways. And so there's a give and take with this. You know, you can't just send everybody back.
Right.
Because those offensive rebounds, they matter. So I think it's, you know, trying. I thought Larry came in, did a great job. Yeah. I thought obviously Tristan's always going to be in there. They're oftentimes they were playing smaller, and so you have to attack them where they're not. You can't just try to beat them at their own game and just try to do it better because they're really good at their game.
Right.
So you got to try to hit them where they're not. And for us, you know, if they're going to be going small, offensive rebounds is a place where we feel like, you know, we have something there.
Before we let you go, one final question, and we were joking about it earlier. It was so interesting that you said you woke up feeling better after this game won than you did last time. We were joking, even as a fan, if you're watching football and your team on the first drive gets down first and goal and doesn't score and kicks a field goal the whole game, you're thinking, man, we had 4 points. There's the 4 points we just gave away. Yeah. When you have a bizarre ending to a game like game one, a game that you feel that you could have won, how do you move on? How do you get past that and get ready for this game two here coming up?
I mean, that's – guys, this is sports.
Yeah.
And that's why we love it. We love sports. Because
you ain't scripted, right?
It's not scripted. You never
reality
know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen, and you got to be able to bounce back. And so we've all done this so many times. You know, obviously, you know what's in the finals. You don't want to have to bounce. But we've all done it so many times. And we know there's a lot of basketball left to play. And I think there was enough positives in game one that there's enough things for us to focus on. And you don't want to just forget. Like, you gotta kind of let it hurt you a little bit, but
right.
Then you gotta figure out how to channel it towards something positive. Like, have that, like, channel towards some good energy in game two. And so it feels like that's what it's been going on so far today. And, you know, guys seem like they're in pretty good spirits. And obviously, we know that, you know, we let one get away, but I think we're in the process of hopefully doing that.
Kyle Korver, great stuff as always. Terrific to have you aboard. Go let it fly here in game two.
You know, the Spanish broadcast, our listeners always like the Machine Gun Korver call, so
Korver.
Please let it fly.
Let it fly.
He was a few.
Got you.
Have a good one, man.
All right, thanks to Kyle Korver. More Cavs HQ right after this.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors with you in mind to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know you put in the hours of work that make all that play possible. And now, you can bring your lawn to life for a little less because your local independent dealer is offering $100 off select XT Enduro Series lawn tractors for a limited time. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Sure, I can own it. I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing. But the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun. One recent photo of popcorn shrimp was hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in and check out the camera and everything else on the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. The dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
The Eagles, live in concert.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Performing over four decades of hits.
Take it to the limit.
Quicken Loans Arena, Saturday, October 20th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The Eagles, Hotel California. The 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition is available everywhere now. For more, check eagles.com.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants some more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Hey, we welcome you back to a special edition of Cavs HQ as we get you set for Game 2. And it is my pleasure to welcome my counterpart on the English side from the Golden State Warriors. It is play-by-play voice Tim Roy, who has done it for decades and decades and done a magnificent job. And good to see you again for what? The fourth straight year. Getting tired of us yet?
I was telling somebody the other day, it's going to be cool in 20 years for all of us to look back and see that we were kind of witnesses to history. This is really cool. And this year, I think it's even better in this sense. Both these teams weren't, you know, the Warriors were favored to get here. But both these teams had to win Game 7s on the road to get here. And that's special. I mean, the fact that you hadn't had conference finals go to Game 7s since 1979,
yeah.
I mean, that just shows you how special this year was. And that's crazy.
We have had an up-and-down season, and
I don't know if you noticed that.
Occasionally,
I would see a headline.
I don't think
occasionally,
it's a secret. But obviously, comparing the four seasons that we have been here, between the Warriors and the Cavaliers, you guys have been favorite all four times. How was this season different for you guys in terms of what went on all year round?
There was a definite, and I think it showed with both teams, there was a definite fatigue factor here, mental fatigue, I think, even more so than physical. The Warriors started the year. They had to open camp early because they went to China in preseason for a week. Come back after that, and you're not yourself for about a week after that. I mean, you're just walking around with a haze. But so they were kind of tired going into the season, coming off of three straight years in the finals. And it was just the year where I think it was really hard for Steve Kerr to press the pedal down in January when he knows the entire locker room, with the exception of the rookies and young players, know that nothing they do tonight will be remembered if they do something well in the springtime. So motivation was a big deal. And then when Steph went down, then they had injuries a series of injuries for the first time. And, you know, all four guys were out at some point of their All-Stars. And then when Steph went down at the end of the year, and if you had seen the Warriors play the last 2 weeks of the season, you would be, how did they get to the finals?
Because
Utah beat them by about 40. Yeah. You know, they got
Indiana.
Yeah.
Try three months of that.
Yeah.
You're not getting any sympathy here, Tim.
Well, I know. But it was just a weird year.
Different.
Odd year.
Yeah. That's a great point. I mean, it is. It's not just different for the Cavaliers. It's been different for Golden State as well. I think you bring up an interesting point that both teams not only had to, you know, extend their series to 7 in the conference finals, they had to win on the road. I mean, that occurred to me when I was looking at my notes from last year. Had volumes and volumes of stuff, but I'm thinking, how in the world did I have all that time to do that? And it occurred to me, we breezed through. I mean,
yeah.
Golden State was 12-0 last season.
We had like 9 days before the conference final of the finals.
Does that matter to your club, do you think? I mean, coming right off of that trip. I mean, you guys finished out on Monday coming into that Thursday.
I think it showed a little bit the other night.
I don't think
either team was really super sharp. Well, except for LeBron. I mean, he was unbelievable there for a long time in that game. But, I think that there's something to that. I think that both teams, I think, had a little rust on them there going into one, because I think they were just kind of tired. Those were tough series.
That game 5 in the conference finals against Houston, you and I talked about this a couple of days ago. That was the first time, and we know this too, Ralph, because we've been with a team that has been to the finals 3 consecutive times, doing it for the 4th time. That game 5 against Houston was the first time to me watching that game that I said, man, that's a game Golden State wins, you know, 49 out of 50 times down the stretch. They make the plays. They don't goof up in the last minute or two and they win. That was the first time I started to say, yeah, that's the first – maybe they do look a little bit tired after going through this thing for 3 seasons into their 4th. Then they respond and do what they did in Game 6 and 7.
Steph had a great answer the other night when they asked him about why the Warriors so good in the third quarter. It's because we're so bad in the first half. It's true. I think that there's a definite, you know, when you're – at least from the Warriors' perspective, 14-15 – it was the rise. It was fun. It was new. Nobody had, you know, other than Steve Kerr, nobody had really been there. And here they get through that. And then, of course, 16, that all unravels for Golden State in that series. Then 7, last year, they had not only redemption, but also get Kevin Durant his ring, get him something there. And then this year, you know, it's like that old commercial of the guys playing pickup. What's my motivation? You know, the actor playing a basketball player. And so – So I think, yeah, there's been a little bit of that. And I also think that a couple of years ago, I think Cleveland and Golden State, they were clearly on top. And even last year, clearly on top. But I think the league incrementally is getting closer. Boston's going to be a handful. Good luck with that. The Rockets, that's a good team. You know, they may not play the way people want to see the game play, but Mike D'Antoni's very smart to play that way because he gets the ball in the hands of his best two players all the time. And they're good. And there are other teams in the West that are on the rise. And so, you know, and who knows what's going to happen this offseason. Where's Paul George going to end up? I mean, the rest of the league is getting better underneath these two teams, and it's going to be harder and harder.
We talked about how for the first time since 79, I think it is, the both conference finals went to seven games.
Right.
And for the first time out of the four times we've been here with Warriors and Cavaliers, both teams have to really fight to make it to the game. What is the biggest difference, you think, for the Warriors this year? Is it the bench that has really – you know, their production has come down a little, or the amount of weapons that Steve Kerr has coming out of that bench is not, because for me, that was the biggest difference, especially on the years that the Warriors won, was the bench compared to our bench was just like so much, much better in terms of output, in terms of scoring.
What has closed the gap? Is it Golden State? Or is it the rest of the league? In your mind,
I think
what
the rest of the league, but you bring up a great point, because I think 15, you had Barbosa.
Yeah.
You had Mo Spates. He's Mo. He's got, as Steve Kerr
great
says,
role player.
He's got a shelf life.
And he was good in that series.
But, yeah, he can space the floor.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of three-point shooting coming off the bench. That's why they went out and got Nick Young. He hasn't worked out the way they would have liked. He's given him some nice moments. He actually was good in the Houston series. But their bench isn't as deep. And part of it, you know, was McCaw getting hurt. Part of it was Jordan Bell hit a rookie wall about three-quarters of the way through the season. And now he's just getting back into what he can do for them. I really do think the rest of the league is better. And I think the league's in a great spot. Think about all the great young players that come in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. You got Ben Simmons, Donovan Mitchell, all these guys. Well, Embiid's now healthy, can play. I mean, there's the Tatum and Brown of Boston. I mean, all those guys. There's a lot of good young talent in this league, and I think that's closing the gap.
Teams are knocking on the door. I don't think there's any question about it. A lot of those players in the East, of course, but the West has been, you know, many have thought the better conference for years and years and years from top to bottom. We're talking to Tim Roy, play-by-play voice of the Warriors. I'm interested in the fan base. Did they want to see the Cavs again for the fourth time?
I think after the Houston series, I don't think it would have mattered. I think there was some serious angst in that Houston series.
Right.
Because – you know, especially the fact that the Warriors were down double digits in both 6 and 7 at halftime.
Yeah, at half, yeah.
I mean, very easily, if the Rockets come out and scorching hot to start one of those second halves.
Or if they hit one of those 27, three of those 27 triples they miss.
Yeah, there's no.
I think it would have been a big difference, no?
Yeah, I think so too. But I also believe, and I'll see if you agree with this, I think there was two things going on there. One was a little fatigue because they played six guys, seven guys the whole series. And now without Paul, that was down to – and I think the other thing is, and I see this with the guys who have been around with both the Cavs and the Warriors, I think there is something to being able to shoot in that moment. And I think what happened to a couple of the guys in the Rockets were they were going, we're close to getting to the finals. Whereas
the big difference, that closer game, right?
Yeah, where Korver, J.R. Smith, LeBron, Durant, Curry, Thompson, well, they've been in the finals. They've been down in big series, and they kind of tend to breathe a little bit better in those moments. And I think that kind of happened to Houston. I think they got caught up in the moment as well as some fatigue.
Our thanks to Tim Roy, the voice of the Warriors, the fantastic voice of the Warriors.
Good luck next year.
Great. I was going to say, what do we always say? Best of luck on your broadcast.
Have
a great show.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope your throat feels well. Exactly. You know, I got some honey drips if you want.
I got some balls. I'm ready to go.
Hey, Tim, thanks so much.
Hey,
we appreciate it.
Welcome to Bay. I'm glad you guys got some good weather here while you're here, and we'll see you guys in Cleveland.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Cavs HQ right after this.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants some more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Metallica World Wire Tour live. Friday, February 1st, Quicken Loans Arena. Hotwire to self-destruct. Metallica. Buy tickets at theqarena.com. The venue box office. All Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart locations are by phone. World Wire Tour.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which
Metallica.
Zero turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $100 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering $100 off select RZT residential zero-turn mowers. From the steering wheel control RZT SX zero-turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the lap bar control RZTL, you'll be able to tackle any task. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Sure, I can own it. I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing. But the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun. One recent photo of popcorn shrimp was hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in and check out the camera and everything else on the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. The dual aperture supports F1 5 mode and F2 4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
Since 1909, Nichols Bakery has been providing fresh, delicious, quality baked goods to Ohio families. From breads, buns, to sweet goods, Nichols Bakery has just what you need to get ready for the game or any meal. Stop by your nearest Discount Drug Mart and pick up fresh Nichols breads, buns, and other Nichols Bakery products today. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Discount Drug Mart saves you the run around. You'll find everything you need.
And we welcome you back to Cavs HQ. John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito as we get you set for game 2 of the 2018 NBA Finals. The Cavaliers looking to even the series before headed back to Northeast Ohio. And with all the craziness, you know, with all the, you know, everything that happened in the last minute of game 1, it almost sounds impossible to do this, but in a way, a 51-point performance is something that people aren't talking about. LeBron James went for 51 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. He was sensational. The Cavaliers did what they wanted to do offensively with LeBron. Didn't make a lot of threes in the game. 10 of 37 from distance, 27%. You figure, you know, Kevin Love goes 1 for 8. Jeff Green goes 1 for 6. Jordan Clarkson 0 for 3. You know, he hit a couple of threes. Always, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. But, man, what a performance by LeBron. And we'll see how he gets going here in game number 2. I like the way that in terms of the schedule, Rafa, the only time where there's only one day between games is 3 and 4 at home.
Every other time, two days
between games.
Which I believe is that's why it's more important for the Cavs to take a W tonight. Because, you know, LeBron has been playing an average of 47.5 minutes
yeah.
since game 6
yeah.
against the Celtics.
46, so, 48, and then 46
and 48
game
again
48 in game 7
with
yeah.
the 53 minutes. And, right. and you know, going back to the game, I was so happy and so thrilled with the way the guys performed. When LeBron sat down in the second quarter, the team went on a 7-0
yeah.
run
yeah.
And actually looked better. I don't know if it was because, again, we saw some combinations on the other side that we haven't been seeing, you know, stretching a little bit at Curry, you know. 4 of their starters played over 40 minutes
which is very rare.
Team,
yeah.
And it was just a matter of the fact that, you know, Steve Kerr probably didn't find a combination with bench players that would kind of make some slow down LeBron
yeah.
James. They
right.
couldn't.
Right.
And I think that's why, obviously, game 2 with the adjustments, John, I think now is in turn the chess match begins, and now all the coaches tonight are going to have to figure out them, the defensive, the boars, you
right.
know, which we had a big advantage. You know, we're going to have to continue to – I believe that if we continue to win the battle of the bench points, points off the bench, which was very close. And also, if we are able to stay with them, we did something we didn't do very well in the regular season and the postseason, which is guard the perimeter. And we stayed there. The difference between triples was 13 to 10. And I think that's something that we can make up either with LeBron or with at the free throw line or with points of a turnover. So those are the things that I think the Cavs have to continue doing well, and that is all about effort and execution.
Yeah, and you talk about the discrepancy in terms of minutes. Steve Kerr has always used his bench deeply. You know, last season there was not a single Warrior in the top 20 during the regular season in minutes per game. Mm-hmm. If you look at this season, all of the minutes LeBron has played, all right, the next closest Warrior played, it was Klay Thompson, played 650 fewer minutes this season. 650 fewer minutes. I mean, we're talking about 11 hours. We're not talking about, you know, and in games, that's 13 full games fewer. You know, not 11 hours like it's a three-hour game. We're talking a game's 48 minutes. About 13 or 14 fewer games in terms of minutes that LeBron has played. That was the Warrior that played the most. So typically, the Warriors do not play, their starters do not play heavy minutes. However, in game one, now remember, this is an overtime game that was 53 minutes long, but Durant, 46, Green, 47, Klay Thompson, 45, Steph Curry, 46. So they don't play those kind of minutes typically. LeBron does. You know, LeBron played 47 minutes in that ball game, but not the Warriors. And to me, that's something to keep an eye on as this series progresses. I thought Boston in game six and seven looked tired. The seven-man rotation by Brad Stevens, who got all the accolades and everything else, he shortened that bench to seven guys. Those kids looked tired in game six and seven.
And again, going back to you, what you just mentioned about they only get the one day off between games three and four, that could affect both teams, especially with the numbers you just mentioned. I mean, because remember, Klay Thompson played those 45 minutes with that bad leg, with the contusion in his leg. So we'll see, obviously, how he reacts to get the game tonight and also, you know, game three going down. I think that's going to be very key, that quick turnaround in Cleveland, which is going to be important for everybody. And that's why I think it's very, very important for the Cavs to be able to steal one here tonight and continue to execute the game plan. Kyle mentioned it, how he wasn't sure about that whole defensive scheme that they brought, that team defense that they brought in.
Yeah.
They did it very well.
Pretty well.
They guarded the perimeter very well.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's when you talk about what they need to do defensively, that was, I think, is a great point. I think it's a great point that they defended in ways that they were happy with. You know, and you talk about, you know, the
– you saw a couple of mistakes where there was, like, open shots in the bottom of below the basket, but they did well.
Yeah, not a lot of those for the Cavaliers, and we'll see how it shakes out here in game number two tonight. All right, we are going to step away. We're going to talk about – last thing we're going to talk about when we come back. You mentioned Klay Thompson. There were reports yesterday that at practice he was limping. Mm-hmm. There were reports that his leg bruised
up. He left the game early before the game was over to get it treated immediately.
So those are, you know, we'll talk about that, whether Andre Iguodala is available. That is a big question. I think that's a huge blow for the Warriors. We'll address that when we come back. Let me close up shop here on Cavs HQ.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants some more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Sealy, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Grand Legacy, Tempur-Pedic. There's still time to save on all mattress brands at Levin's. Save up to $1,000 on Sealy Posturepedic Hybrid, Serta iComfort, and Luxury Stearns & Foster. Plus up to a $200 gift card. A free power base with any Grand Legacy Restore purchase. Save up to $700 on the new Tempur-Pedic adjustable set and get a free 50-inch TV. Sealy firm sets just $288. The Memorial Day mattress sale continues at Levin's.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The hardest working man in comedy is back. Kevin Hart. It's the Irresponsible Tour.
I caught my dad giving my kids raw candy out of his pocket. Candy with no wrapper. It was loose. It was just in his pocket. He said, huh.
The box office smash comedian, Kevin Hart.
Where the lines at on that peppermint?
Kevin Hart.
5 minutes go by, I saw my dad take that peppermint out of his mouth, put it back in his pocket. Those were half-sucked on peppermints.
Thursday, October 4th in Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com. Don't miss Kevin Hart.
Hey, Dexter, did you ever find that thingy you were looking for on Smart Mart?
Did I? I found that and a landscape lighting package with some sweet post lamps and all sorts of electrical services, appliance protection, and repair plans. You can also get your trees trimmed. There's a connected home plan with smart thermostats, electric vehicle chargers, and filters. Oh, do they have filters? There's air filters.
What Dexter's trying to say is that Smart Mart by First Energy has the products and services you need to simplify your life.
Pool filters, spa filters, so many
filters. Shop now at smart-mart.com.
Welcome you back to Cavs HQ, our finals edition. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez, Bree Tilt. We get you set for game two tonight out here in Oakland, California, as the Cavs will be in Oracle. It is round four, game two, as the Cavs are looking to tie this thing and bring it back to Northeast Ohio with this series knotted up at one. We mentioned it on the other side of the break. J.R. Smith rolled into the leg of Klay Thompson early in game one. For anybody wondering, I mean, we were there. He slipped. I mean, both one of his feet went out from under him for sure. Yeah, the second did as well. Crowd didn't like it. They were booing JR throughout the evening, but, you know, clearly unintentional as he slid into Thompson. Reports were yesterday at practice at Oracle that he was walking with a limp that had bruised up overnight and that he had been receiving treatment around the clock to get him ready for game two. He said he's playing.
He said he's playing, but the injury is kind of similar to a bone contusion that what Iguodala had, you know, for the last – he's missed, what, the last five
he's
games?
He's been day-to-day. Missed five games.
Yeah,
now.
And, you know, this kind of the things that treatment – you can give it all the treatment you want, but it needs to heal. And obviously we hope he plays in terms of, like, the competition. Nobody wishes anybody the wrong thing. But, you know, we have had a share of injuries against these guys, you know. That game one – last Thursday felt so much like game one in 2015.
Yeah.
When Kyrie Irving hurt himself before going into overtime, and that kind of was like the
Love was already gone.
He was Kyrie who blocked Curry before the end of the regulation. This time was LeBron blocking Kyrie before end of regulation. And so it should be an interesting game, and then injuries are also a part of the game, but we'll see how. Again, I think the most important point here is the 40-plus minute Klay Thompson played on that bum leg because the injury was early in the game.
Right. A lot of minutes played by the Warriors. That 2015 series was interesting. The Cavs lost the first game in overtime here, won the second game in overtime here, came home, won game three. That was the Delhi game. Remember that? I mean, how good Dellavedova was
and
defending
then he went
Steph
Curry. Dehydrated. And
right. He ended up in the Cleveland Clinic. Yeah. And down on West or East 4th, whatever it was, you could hear chants of Delhi for blocks. And
well,
blocks.
That was the whole postseason he had against Atlanta and everything.
That was unbelievable. And then the Cavs ended up losing in six.
And I will never forget making that trip back here for game five and that plane, the floor, on the hallways of the plane were just littered with players getting treatment because after that year, they started adding an extra day for travel. But that game five here – we barely showed up with enough players to, I mean, healthy players to dress and get on the court.
Effective players, anyways. Yeah, what's the old adage? You couldn't take a step without landing on a Cavalier. You literally could barely take a step on that plane because players.
It was unbelievable.
Players were stretched out all over the place. All right, Rafa, predictions as we say goodbye. Game two tonight. Cavaliers looking even serious.
I think we end up tonight with LeBron smashing the ball into the floor of Oracle Arena again like he did on game two of that series you just mentioned. I think our guys are going to turn, using my small knowledge of science, you know, minus times minus is plus. I think they're going to be able to just take all the negatives and come out of here stealing one. Again, the series hasn't started. Nothing has happened that wasn't supposed to happen, right?
In the history of your career with the Cavs, have you ever predicted the Cavs loss?
No.
Just throwing it out there. For Rafa, our thanks to Allie Clifton. Our thanks to Kyle Korver. Our thanks to Tim Roy. I'm John Michael saying so long. Enjoy game two tonight.
Countertop Solutions, a family-owned and operated company, is your one-stop local shop when it comes to countertop replacement. As a direct-buy showroom, they carry a large selection of laminate, solid surface, granite, and engineered stone countertops. Schedule your countertop replacement, and your kitchen can have that championship look again in just one day. Stop into one of their six showrooms in the Cleveland and Akron areas. Call 866-376-TOPS or visit countertopsolutions.org.
Driving in Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.